Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Madeline Smith. We'll talk with Madeline about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And judging from what little off-air conversation I just had with Madeline, this should be a fun show. So, with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Madeline Smith to the show. Hey, Madeline, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Right off the top, real quick, I've got to say that song is a jam. It is so good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
It's got that country soul kind of vibe to it, and I just love that whole subgenre of country, that a country soul, the country R&B kind of thing. I love it.
I do too. That's one of my favorite subgenres is, you know, when people try to mix that R&B soul with the storytelling of country music, I love it.
Me too. I mean, have you heard Joe Smith's Old School Groove?
I have. I did a show with her last month. She's awesome.
Oh, sweet. Joe is one of my favorite people in this world. I met Joe last September. Of course, I had her on the show a few months prior to that, and I met her at a show this past September, and she is just the sweetest, isn't she?
She is. She's so sweet, and she's so talented.
And speaking of big name artists that you've opened for, you've opened for quite a lot of people, haven't you?
I have. I sometimes forget. it's all the way from Darius Rucker to Lauren Elena, Scotty McCreery. We've done quite a few shows with Dylan Scott, Jake Owen, mm-hmm. Lee Bryce, Kelsey Ballerini. We're opening for Lindsay L next week. So, yeah, it's been so fun. I've been so blessed to meet so many amazing people.
And that leads to my next question. If anything, what have these major artists taught you about your craft and how to work a crowd on stage?
Yeah, they've definitely all taught me quite a bit. They've all taught me, I think, from seeing all of them live firsthand, they've taught me all different things. Like Jake Owen, he put on one of the funnest shows that I've ever been a part of. Musically, it's been the most intricate that I've ever seen. Just what the musicians were playing, it definitely wasn't easy, the notes that they were playing or the chords that they were playing, but it was all very polished, and it was such an amazing experience because it really wasn't just like a show. It really, you felt like you were part of something. So he really showed me a lot. And how to, like, incorporate other instruments into country music was one of the coolest things that I saw from that. Incorporating, like, a horn section and bongos. You know, it was really cool to see how he worked that into country music. And then, I mean, it's other things. Like, Scotty McCreery, he taught me a lot just seeing how he interacted with fans to tech, to stagehands, to catering. Like, the way he interacted with everybody, he was so sweet and so kind. And I think that's one of the reasons that he's done, you know, so well. It's just because he's genuinely deep down, like, an amazing, sweet person.
Right. You know, and that's what I really love and respect about country music. I venture to say probably 85 to 90% of these people are just genuinely good people.
Yes, exactly.
So, I taking that a step further, I wanted to ask, when everything's said and done with your career, 40, 50 years down the road, and you've won major CMA awards, ACMs or whatever, and it's going to happen for you. What kind of impact or legacy would you like to leave on the industry?
For me, I want to be a good role model for women. And for young girls, you know, I think that's so important to support other women in this industry and to use the platform that you're given to speak about things that don't get talked about enough, you know? And like for me growing up, there wasn't someone that I really looked up to that my parents were like, okay, this is really good music, and this person's, you know, a good role model for women and for young girls. I think luckily when I started growing up, Taylor Swift started filling that gap, but she was kind of after my childhood. So luckily there's been people that have come along in the past few years who've done that and who can encourage girls to, like, go after their dreams and to not just sit there and, you know, wait for a guy to come along, but just to be you and go after whatever it is you want, you know? So I think it's important to show girls, like, hey, you can do whatever you want if you put your mind to it. If you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, like, go get that education. It's possible.
I'm glad you said that about women supporting women in the industry, because I say this all the time, specifically with women in country music. I say this all the time on social media. Somebody like a Kelsey Ballerini or a Lindsay L will reach out to encourage the upcoming generation of country artists, and I just love that so much.
Oh, I do too. I think it is just so important for women who are coming up in this industry or in business or in music or just, you know, in this area to have, you know, strong women to look up to and to guide them. You know, to have someone to even just lean on and to mentor them through everything.
You know, being in this business in radio that I'm in, I can name right off the top of my head two females in this industry that have just taken me under their, well, three actually. Three females in this industry that have just taken me under their wing since I first started in country music 4 years ago, and I have learned so much by just watching what they do and that their professionalism on and off air.
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to ask too, whether it's on stage or in a writing room with major songwriters, what has been your biggest, oh my God, this is actually happening right now moment?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Think so. We had a show in Florida that we did, and it was at the arena there, and there was over 20,000 people in the audience, and it was one of those things. I was like, "Oh my good Lord, how did I get here?" kind of thing. I was like,
exactly.
"I mean, that's what I want and everything, but like, wow." It was such a shock, to me that, you know, I had the opportunity to perform in front of that many people. And then I found out later that they televised it, and that was insane, but I was just
wow.
in complete shock. You know, I've been at this, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and it's been an amazing, crazy, wild ride, but you love every second of it, and to see, like, okay, it's in grasp, you know, because sometimes when you're at this, you know, there's so many other people who are so talented and so deserving and so kind. You know, you want all of them to succeed as well, but there's also so many people doing the same thing as you and sound better than you. You're like, will I ever get there?
Right.
You know, sometimes it can be discouraging. And so when those moments happen, you know, when a show sells out within an hour or, you know, things like that, those crazy moments, the crazy, like, first, you're like, wow, like, it's in grasp. You know, like, I can almost reach it. You start, like, being able to see your dreams kind of come true and your career blossoming. It's an amazing feeling, and it's such an amazing moment, and I felt so blessed to have a lot of those moments. So it's really cool to experience.
You know, and I've even had those moments talking to a country artist where it's like the conversation will get so deep and so raw and kind of personal where I literally have tears in my eyes for most of the interview. I'm sitting here thinking, this is cool. This is why I do this.
Oh, for sure. No, I love those moments.
So another question, sort of on that same topic, but as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you, whether that's in your personal life or your professional life?
It can really vary. I mean, some people think the songs that I write are all about me, and a lot of times they're not, you know, because they're about situations that I'm close to, whether it's my best friend going through a breakup. You know, I might not have personally lived through that every moment, but walking through that with my best friend, you know, you start seeing those emotions play out, and it can be really inspiring. So whether it's, you know, a friend or a family member, or sometimes I'll get inspiration for a song from something that happened 5 years ago or 10 years ago, because something reminded me of something, and, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, that could be an amazing song, an amazing story. You know, I always try to think of stories. I mean, I could tell a million stories, but I think about the stories that other people need to hear, you know, for the girl who had a similar family situation, and she needs to hear that, like, despite, you know, divorced parents and stuff like that, you know, it's going to be okay, and she's going to turn out all right, and it's going to make her stronger. So, like, things like that, you know, it's not always – I mean, there's songs that will never be heard that I write for me and that, you know, are therapeutic to write. But the songs that I want to put out, it's because they're songs that I know can help other people. And that's why I do music, and that's why I continue to write and record, is because songs are – music is a form of a release. You know, it's a way for people to connect over all, you know, boundaries. People connect over the weirdest things, you know, but music exceeds, you know, age or race or politics or anything like that, you know?
I've just got to tell you, and I hope I'm not overstepping, but in the past 20 minutes or so that we've spoke, I am rooting so hard for you to succeed in this business. I'm rooting so hard for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Because nothing makes me happier than seeing good people succeed, and you, my friend, are good people.
Thank you.
And you're going to be a star.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, God willing, but you never know what'll happen, you know?
Right, right. Something else that I meant to tell you. Every Friday at 4:30 Central, I host what's called Indie Country Radio, where I'll take three of my favorite independent songs of the week. I mean, I'll play them and I'll kind of spotlight the artist. I'm adding the song "Lie to Me" in rotation on that show for you.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me.
Absolutely. So, a couple more questions for you that I think we're gonna let you go. But let me see what I've got. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, I've never been asked that before. I would stand firmer, more firmly in the way that I feel about my song, because if there's one thing that I've learned, I'm the one who does all my social media. I'm the one who interacts with everyone. You know, there's no one standing in between me and fans. So I know from what people that like what fans tell me, I know what they want. And I think some of the biggest mistakes that, you know, me and my team have made is listening too much to other companies about, you know, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this, and not listening to the fans as much as we should have. I think, you know, everything's a business. Everybody has to make money, and I get that. But at the end of the day, you do what you do for the fans, you know?
Right.
And obviously, if you're giving your fans what they want, you're going to succeed regardless. You know, everything else
yeah.
will come.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, when I was starting off, that's the one big mistake is I didn't know what I was doing. So I listened to everybody else and I didn't trust my gut and what I knew that people were going to enjoy as a fan myself. So that's my one mistake. But, I mean, everything else, I don't want to change anything because, you know, I'm happy with where everything's ended up.
Oh, I was the same way. Before I got into music, which is my real passion, I mean, I love the music industry. I have such a deep love and respect for this industry. It's just not even funny. I actually covered soap operas for 2 years prior to getting into the music industry. And it
oh, cool.
really wasn't my cup of tea, to be absolutely honest with you. It really wasn't my cup of tea. So I had to get out, and I had to follow my music passion, and here I am today.
That's awesome. You gotta do what you love.
Yeah. I know you mentioned social media earlier, and this might be my last question for you, but how has social media affected your career thus far?
It's really changed my career because when I first started out, you know, I was in high school and I wasn't really avid on social media because at that time, you know, I was a minor, my parents had a say in everything, and they weren't a fan of me posting my personal life all over the internet and things like that. So when I turned 18 and, you know, that became my decision, and I started utilizing those tools, you know, it really changed my career for the better because in today's day and age, that's the way you connect with people. You know, people aren't on mailing lists, email lists and whatnot anymore. They're following people on Instagram. And it's really cool because I can share my everyday with people around the world. You know, I can share positivity. I can share love. And I can be able to connect with these people on a more personal level above, you know, how I'd be able to connect via an email list. So it's really been able to connect me with so many different people on so many different levels.
Right. You know, and speaking for the radio show, social media has just been incredible for us. That's where we find 95% of our guests. That's actually how we got in touch with you.
That's awesome.
Craig had messaged you and asked you to be home. So there you go. I mean, social media
is
a huge for this show.
Yeah, that's so it's so important and crucial in today's world.
Yes, it is. And this is my last question for you, but whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Ooh, you have some hard questions. Let me think. Probably, no matter what you do, to do everything in love and to do everything in kindness. Because at the end of the day, you're only where you are for so long. And somebody told me a long time ago, you're going to work your way down the ladder eventually too. And those people that you ripped off or you were rude to, they might be your boss one day, and they might be the one paying you one day instead of the other way around. So treat everybody with love and respect and kindness, and you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. This has been so much fun. I want this interview to end. I'd be honest with you. I don't want this to end, to be completely honest with you. This has been so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you
fun
for taking
too.
A few minutes out of your day. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to come on and do this. This has been great.
Oh, no, thank you so, so much for having me. I really enjoyed it as well.
Absolutely. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you would have liked to?
No, I think that's just about it. Just if you guys want
That's
more
awesome.
Information, check out my website and my Instagram and whatnot. Be sure to follow me there.
And I follow you on Instagram and Twitter. So
oh, great. Thank you.
We're covered there.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
We're covered there. So I thank you again for doing this. And you've got a open invitation that you're going to show anytime you want to come back on. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so, so much.
All right. I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But like I said, this has been such a fun interview.
Yes, it has for me too. I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy your night as well.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Madeline. Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Madeline Smith. Let me see what we've got going next. Okay, let me get to this. Here we go. And next Tuesday, the 28th at 5:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Hannah Anders joining us, who I literally just followed on social media. So that should be a fun interview. And I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. Keep on listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.